This is JIS News. Coming up, Pika to get fever scanning machine, NHF urges doctors to support newly launched breast cancer initiative, and upgraded Ultrarea's cruise terminal reopened. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Remember to open your windows during fogging. Wear light-colored clothing and cover your body as much as possible. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. Jamaica's capacity to screen visitors who may be carrying infectious diseases is to be further strengthened. This as corporate company Sagicor on Tuesday handed over funds to the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, for the purchase of a fever scanning machine valued at $4.8 million. The thermal scanning machine uses infrared technology to detect individuals with elevated body temperatures as they walk past a special camera. It is considered far more efficient than handheld fever scanning devices. The machine will be placed at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James. It will take approximately 4 to 8 weeks to have the device delivered and installed. President and Chief Executive Officer of Sagicor, Richard Biles, is urging other corporate entities to help the government install similar machines at all major air and seaports.
We really need 5 of these machines for 2 major airports and our 3 major seaports where tens of thousands of tourists on cruise ships come off. So I'm appealing to the business community to step up and to make a contribution to this effort.
Mr. Biles was speaking at a special ceremony to hand over the funds to PICA. The installation of the fever scanning machines at the ports is part of the government's Ebola response strategy. Chief Executive Officer of the National Health Fund, Everton Anderson, says all is in place for the smooth running of the agency's recently launched medication subsidy under its breast cancer support program. The government, through the NHF, has instituted a breast cancer support program with a subsidy of $4,800 per person for the breast cancer receptor studies test to be accessed at the University Hospital of the West Indies. The NHF head is therefore calling on medical practitioners to ensure they play their part so cancer patients can access the subsidy.
All the necessary processes are now in place for persons enrolled for breast cancer to access this benefit at the University Hospital. I want to use this opportunity to encourage clinicians who make initial diagnosis of breast cancer to ensure that patients are immediately enrolled to access this benefit.
Since the inception of the NHF in 2003, it has paid out $322 million in subsidy for breast cancer medication. The multi-million dollar renovation of the Ultrarea's cruise ship terminal is now complete, with visitors and local tourism interests already benefiting from the upgraded facility. Rehabilitation work included the upgrading and expansion of the parking area and the renovation of the terminal building. The road leading to the marina and the promenade has also been improved. The upgrading work on the terminal and adjoining facilities represent the second phase of the $400 million Ultrarea's improvement project being implemented by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment with support from the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, and the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ. The first phase, which was completed in March of this year, resulted in the transformation of the Turtle River Road from Main Street to the terminal into a dual lane with one section accommodating the usual flow of vehicular traffic, while the other lane is dedicated solely to safe pedestrian use. And the cost of energy, tax reform, and the financial sector are 3 topics for discussion at the upcoming high-level conference being staged by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the Ministry of Finance in Montego Bay, St. James. The 2-day conference will run from October 23 to 24 with the theme Unlocking Growth in the Caribbean. It will bring together finance ministers, central bank governors, and other high-ranking officials from within the region. Senior officials from the IMF, Caribbean Development Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, and the World Bank, and private sector representatives are also expected to attend. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is anticipating a successful staging.
It's important that the individual needs of Caribbean countries get a chance to be heard in this kind of way, and hopefully it leads to change.
The forum is a follow-up to last year's high-level conference held in the Bahamas under the theme Building Growth into the Caribbean Sustainability Agenda. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.